Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Previously on 5 Week Countdown.
My name is Whitney Word. I go by Whitney Weird online. I need your help. Why did you do that?
Because it's the wrong answer, and you jumped the gun.
Why in the fuck did you kidnap me?
Because of your carelessness and your cruelty, this man's family was threatened. He was killed along with others in the bank.
I'm free to go?
No. Goodbye, Whitney.
I'm supposed to get out.
Oh, relax. It's just sleeping gas. Whitney will awaken in her room in a few hours. Grateful to be alive, I'm sure. Welcome, friends. Round 2 begins now. Did you miss us?
Audio Media presents 5 Week Countdown.
What? Please stop.
Will you shut up?
Hello? Is someone else there?
No. You're hearing things.
I can't really see you.
Your eyes will adjust. Just get up so I can move around.
Just don't hurt me again.
It wasn't on purpose.
I don't have much, but you can have whatever you want.
Lord, shut up. I'm not the one doing this to us. I woke up here in the pitch black with this damn chain around my neck just like you. Only I thought I was alone until I pulled the... You get it.
What is this between us?
I can't tell. I can't get close enough to see it clearly without moving you.
I'm close to it.
Well?
Are these cans?
Oh, great. I found a can opener on my side. Do you see anything on the wall next to you? Look at the walls. Mine says, the lights.
There's two words glowing.
No shit. What does it say?
Teamwork? Powers?
Damn it.
What does that mean?
It says, teamwork powers the lights. You're not very good in an emergency situation, are you? Look closer on the wall. Near where our chains come out, and see if there's a panel.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Would you like to figure out what's going on? Or would you like to make friends? Hells, a bloody panel. With a handprint on it.
I see a fuse box, no handprint panel.
Anything you can plug in?
Not that I can see.
Check around on the floor. I'll move to the corner. Can you move around more?
I think so.
Just take it slow. If you jolt too far, it'll...
Choke you like you choked me?
I said... I didn't know you were attached.
What is this, a fork?
Anything else?
No.
Damn it. A fork? A fuse box? We're connected by a metal chain, and I have a hand-shaped panel on my side.
So?
So, on the count of three... I'm going to need you to jam that fork into that fuse box and then let go as quickly as you can.
You gotta be kidding me.
Oh, do you have any better ideas?
Better than electrocuting us?
The panel on my side looks like one of those electricity-absorbing plates.
You might not even be attached to a chain.
I'm attached. Hear that? Now man up and shock us.
I'm not going to do that.
Do it.
No.
Fine.
Hey, what are you doing?
Nothing. I'm stronger than you, old man. So let's just work together. Otherwise, I have to walk over to that side myself, which means...
You really think this is the only way?
If we're trapped somewhere, I doubt they'd want us to die before they even tortured us. Are you ready? My hand is on the panel.
Fine. How do I do this?
Quickly jam it in and let go.
I won't get stuck with the current?
It should be a low voltage shock.
Yeah, going through the chains around my neck.
3, 2, 1. Now! Nothing?
I can't do it.
Oh, you weak fucker.
In fairness, that shock would definitely kill both of you.
Hello?
There's a fuse inside one of the cans of beans. I didn't think you'd need any so quickly.
I recognize that voice.
Hello, Alexander.
Is that you?
Me.
Alexander isn't my name, so it must be you.
It must be.
And you? I think I'll call you Sparky.
My name is Hammond.
I know that. Do you think you were chosen at random?
Wait, you've got to be kidding me. You're that weirdo I heard about on the news. You made that fake hostage podcast.
I assure you, it was very real.
Oh, sure it was. Man.
Are you having a mental breakdown? What's going on?
Alexander and Hammond, you two were chosen to be my latest guests. Allow me to start the clock. 50,400 minutes to start. Although you've wasted a few so far trying to kill yourselves.
What happens when it strikes zero?
He lets us out.
I wouldn't listen to old Alex over there. He seems to be a skeptic.
More like a realist. They found out that girl was lying about the whole thing, right?
No, they couldn't tell if what she said was true.
What's the difference?
The police determining that Whitney was lying is very different than the police being unable to convict me.
Because the likelihood of the coppers finding no evidence against you is low.
All three of us here are great at covering our tracks. I'm just also good at uncovering others.
What's happening at the end of the timer?
I kill you both, or at least whoever is alive by then.
He let the last one go, though, after it ended.
Did you read the articles or just the headlines?
Oh, look who's getting sassy now. I riled you up by calling you out.
I knew you'd be a great guest when I picked you.
Why'd you pick us?
It's not worth listening to.
I want to know what's happening to me.
Oh, look at gruesome balls.
Let me go. I'm sorry for anything I've done to you. If you'll just...
To me? Oh, you didn't do anything to me. But both of you are guilty of something, and I intend to have your misdeeds brought to light.
Misdeeds.
You two are being recorded 24/7 for the next 5 weeks. Approximately 50,000 minutes of audio. I'll be monitoring your every activity. Each week, I'll be putting together a recap and sharing the audio out with the public.
But why?
The room you're in is an escape room of sorts. You won't actually be able to escape, but you'll discover puzzles and clues that are vital to your survival. The listening public will be the ones solving the puzzles based on the clues you find. Should you fail to find a clue, they may not be able to solve the puzzle. Should they not be able to solve the puzzle, well...
Oh, come on. Are you actually buying this?
You were ready to believe it a minute ago.
Before I realized it was a prank? A publicity stunt?
Have you ever woken up somewhere else? Because I haven't.
After a bender, sure.
I believe that.
This chain feels real enough to me, so...
The chains around your throats are connected via a pulley system across the ceiling. The length has been measured precisely to allow each of you to reach one half of the room at a time while the other stands in the corner. Work together to find the clues and survive.
The pile of supplies in the middle of the room consists of beans and bottles of water. One of you has a can opener, the other a fork. Beneath the pile, a prize awaits, and you've already gotten your one and only clue about turning on the lights.
Is this all the food we get?
Well, until they call scene, and they roll in the steak and lobster.
Those are all of your supplies. Enough for two people to survive on a minimum calorie diet, or one of you to eat well.
Holy Father, how do we get out of this?
I appreciate the compliment. Find the clues for the audience. That, and change your ways from being a shitty person to one who owns up and repents for their actions.
Oh, repents? Are you a priest now?
Consider me a scientist. Let the experiment commence.
So, you've no doubt figured it out by now. This round is very different from the last. We've got two guests this time, a more elaborate white room, and all new revamped puzzles. Consider this round the intermediate challenge, since you all did so well last time. If you're just joining us now, here's how this works. Each week, our guests will discover a puzzle that will be on countdownpod.com. You must try to solve the puzzle and submit your answer to us via text, voicemail, comment on the website, or review on iTunes or social media. If no one gets it, then they're in big trouble. So I urge you, spread the word and let's play. This round, there are three mysteries to uncover. But I'm feeling generous. If you get two out of the three correct before the time runs out, I'll let them go. And hell, if you get all three, there will even be a special surprise at the end. Let's see how our mice cohabitate, shall we?
Can you throw the can opener over to me?
No.
Are the cans blocking you?
No.
Then throw it.
Not gonna happen.
Seriously?
None of this is real, man. The doors will open any second and we'll be let out and paid.
You also think that they're gonna pay us?
They better.
I mean, they brought you from England, for God's sake.
I'm from Detroit.
But the accent...
It is possible for us Brits to move to the States.
How long have you lived here?
Not long.
So we grabbed you from Detroit?
No, I was on a business trip.
Where?
Does it matter?
That guy never said why he picked us. I figured we might be near the same place.
He picked us to see us react and then yell, gotcha.
Just pass me the can opener.
No.
Fine, at least move to the corner so I can get close to the cans.
Are you going to pry them open with your hands?
I'm going to see if I can hear something inside.
Like beans. I'm already in the corner, Sparky.
Thank you.
I'm sitting and contemplating my life. You hear that, L?
L?
My name is Kay. He's being facetious. That's sort of his shtick.
Oh, like yours is being a super spooky disembodied voice. Pay no attention to the man behind the screen.
There's no place like home. There's no place like home.
Hey. Hey, wake up.
Oh. Sorry, you're talking to me? I think I must have dozed off.
I think I found that can with the fuse in it.
How do you not get how this works?
You think this is only a prank?
Of course.
You've been asleep for almost 2 hours, according to that clock.
So what you're telling me is that you've been shaking cans for 2 hours.
This would go a lot faster with some help.
Must be your weak little arms.
You can't even see me.
Don't need to. I could just tell.
Here.
What?
This is the can.
Here.
Don't throw it. If this is a fuse, it could break.
Relax.
That's why I rolled it.
Okay. I got it. Relax.
It's in one piece still.
Whoop-de-doo.
Okay, try the panel.
Now I gotta get up.
You criticized me earlier for being bad in an emergency, but now you're not even making an effort.
Because this isn't an emergency.
You almost killed us when you thought it was.
And if we'd electrocuted ourselves, that would have been a real emergency. And a big damages payout.
And I almost did it. You owe me.
You didn't almost do anything. But hold on.
Oh, thank God. Light.
Great. And a new buzzing sound.
There's something under these cans.
The prize.
It looks like a bed.
Now you've got my attention. I could use another nap.
Should I place these down?
Just knock them over. Here. Let me do it.
Ah, hold on. I'm going, geez. It is a bed.
More like a cot. Bolted to the floor. Right in the center of the room. That's just cruel.
Why?
You really are an idiot, aren't you? You're practically in the corner already, and I'm not even on the bed. Now imagine if I lay down.
Are you kidding me? I've got to stand here in a corner like this and let you sleep?
We'll alternate.
There's something underneath the bed.
Later.
Now, or I'll move.
Is that really a threat? I can see how skinny you are with the lights on now, you know.
Please, just slide it over.
Fine. Here.
It's a smartphone. And a flyer.
Oh, cool. I'm going to bed.
The flyer says get to know our guests. And the phone has everything disabled but the camera right now.
I don't care.
We have Wi-Fi access on the camera. And a drive to upload photos, too, but nothing else.
Oh, cool. So it's a paperweight.
There's a locked folder on here. It's asking for a password.
Did you try password?
I guess I'll upload it. Should we look around?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Do whatever you want. Just wake me up when they unlock the door. Or Tinder.
There you have it, folks. The first puzzle has been found. And Hammond and Alexander have direct access to upload photos to countdownpod.com. Examine the flyer thoroughly for a link to the password of the locked folder. Then tell me what you think it is on the website comments, social media, or iTunes. We've also provided you with direct access to the guests this round. You can text or leave a voicemail at 443-687-7262. Just like last round, whatever answers you provide this round will impact what happens going forward. I urge you to participate, because if you don't, the person next to you might. And do you really want to trust the answers of some random person on the survival of two guests this time? It all relies on you. And don't worry, if you're not great at puzzles and can't figure it out, I'll tell you the answer in the next episode. If you'd like to hear from our friend David Watson, or get more insider info on Alexander or Hammond, or even chat with me, head to patreon.com/countdownpod, where we've got bonus episodes where David Watson is still investigating the case. I'll give him a call to see how he's doing with our first puzzle and get his reaction on the episodes. Any and all support you can provide goes into helping plan future rounds and improving our puzzles and our white room. I've got so much audio to edit, I may need an assistant at some point. Until then, get to know our guests. I'll see you soon. Is an audio media original production, written and created by Vincent DiGianni, with audio editing by Eric Howell. This season stars Chris Harris Beachy as Alexander, Rick DiGianni as Hammond, and me as Kay. To support the show or get bonus content, head to patreon.com/countdownpod. If you're enjoying our little game, please recommend that a friend play along or leave a review on iTunes.